What's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome to Untrade Chat Daily with me, Diana Gladney, your small business and video marketing coach for home-based business entrepreneurs, where I take you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a small business on a day-to-day basis to help you along your journey and share my thoughts and tips to help you share your passion and change people's lives. So if you're into chatting about that, let's jump right into today's message. What is up, entrepreneurs, and welcome back to another incredible episode here at Untrade Chats Daily. I am so thankful that we get to share in this moment together, and I just feel really good. So I hope that you are too. I already told you, you're going to have a fantastic week. And so far, no matter what, it's still fantastic. So today I want to discuss the most critical part of launching any product. It doesn't matter if it is a free offer. It doesn't matter if it is a baby offer or a little small something that is like a micro course. It could be something that's less than $20, you know, some kind of something. No matter if it's a physical product or a digital product, doesn't matter. If you're shipping it or if it gets delivered via email, or if it's a huge course like I'm going to be launching in 2019. So my course is going to drop January 2019. I have not specified the exact date just yet. If you're an Entree Insider, then you'll get all those details first. But also as a podcast listener here at Entree Chats Daily, you also pretty much get the information at about the same time that the Entree Insiders do, because I'm doing these daily, actually daily now, you're able to get that content quickly as well. So I will always be here to share that information. And but if you want to know what's going on sooner, definitely make sure you go to dianagladney.com and become an Entree Insider. Doesn't matter what free offer you get or whatever, you can just subscribe to the list and that will get you in the email community so that you can get in on all the know. And because it's tax time, we have a lot to discuss when it comes to that. So that's for later. Right now, as I was saying, it does not matter what kind of a product or service that you're going to be offering. I want to hit on three really, 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 really important points and know that anything that you do, anything that you have ever bought, any place that you have ever gone to, they have addressed these three things in some form or fashion. It could have been a different technique. It could have been a different method of delivery. Doesn't matter. They hit on these three primary points. And if you take notes for the different podcast episodes, this is the one that you're going to want to jot these down. So this is a quick one. And the reason, honestly, it's not worth going into a whole lot of detail today is because once you get these three things, you're going to want to ponder on them. Take time and really think through. Because once you begin to think about what it is that you want to talk about, what you want to do, what you want to sell, what you want to, you know, what you want to offer, whether it be free, paid, or low cost item, then you want to take time and really dig deeper than that initial first thought. A lot of times people will say, you know, if I ask them, I'm doing a consulting call with them or I'm doing like a free coaching call before they hire me on. So that first one is free and we go through that coaching session just like as if you're my client. So a full 1 hour session. And so we'll talk and I'll ask them about what it is that they're wanting to be that thing that generates revenue and income in their business. And they will say it's this thing, whatever it may be a course, it could be a book, it could be a whatever. And I say, okay, great. First question, who is it for? everybody, they say. No. There is a wonderful, wonderful saying that says, if you're trying to reach everybody, you end up reaching nobody. And that has never been more true. We're living in an age where people want to connect with people like them. They want to know that you understand their concerns and what their challenges are and that you get them. I'm sure that you have seen several different types of companies and you have chosen one company over the next for, you know, one reason or the other, whether that's a food truck, whether that is a clothing store, whether that's a shoe store, a website, whatever. They can sell the identical things and be totally two different companies. The difference between a Foot Locker versus an Amazon, the difference between an Amazon and a Sears, you know, for appliances. But like, people legit are ordering appliances from Walmart.com and Amazon.com, right? So, you know, it's just like there's people that sell the same thing. You have all kinds of phone companies out there. And so they aren't even as varied as they used to be, where Nokia was different than BlackBerry, and BlackBerry was different than the Razor, and the Razor was different than a Sidekick. And even though they came out at, you know, slightly different time frames, you know what I'm saying, generally could get your hands on any of them at any one time frame. And you know, Nokia had a candy bar style phone, so that was different. The Sidekick flipped out, so that was different. The Razor phone was super thin, the thinnest phone we had seen at that time, so that was different. You had the BlackBerry with the used to be the ball, the scroll ball, so that was different. And then they had to wind up getting like the little touchpad, the censored little square touchpad on the thing. And you get the full QWERTY keyboard. So that was a thing. You know, like everybody slightly offers something different. And now they're all pretty much the same. You can walk into any general store and see, you know, even like the little prepaid throwaway phones that are essentially looking like, mimicking like, and pretty much have the same or similar functionality within reason to any other phone. So they all typically do the same thing, but there is a reason why you stick and stay with one brand, or you stick and stay with certain features within what you're looking for, period. You know, if you're an Apple person, you stay with Apple. Like, I'm really fighting the urge to switch everything over to Apple because it's so great and efficient. And even though Android has its perks, basically mainly to swipe to text for me, you know, there are things that, you know, it's just like, oh, I let that go so I can have everything else that comes with Apple. And there are people that say, oh, I'm tired of Apple. I want to get with the Android and have some freedom and be able to use multiple things and not be limited. So everybody can do, you know, and offer the similar same stuff, but there is a real reason as to why you're using whatever device that you're using, why you buy the clothes that you're doing. And that's one thing that whatever company you love the most, they have identified is who they want to serve. When you find a company that you fall in love with, it's more or less that they have identified you and you have recognized that this is who you identify with. This is who you're connecting with. And this is who you want to talk to and do business with. And you don't mind giving them your money at all. For a lot of us, it's Amazon. Amazon has us by the nose. Like, seriously, it's just, don't think twice about it. One click, hello. You know, that one click delivery stuff, it's very dangerous, very dangerous. But in the same sense, they know and they get you. That 2-day shipping, it'll make you pay a little bit more if it costs a little bit more, you know, or just any, you know, it's like you would, for that faster shipping is everything. My sister told me she ordered something from Groupon. And I said, Groupon? And I was like, how long did it take to ship? Oh, it was about a week. I'm like, oh, no. And, you know, it's almost like she cursed me out. It was just like, oh, no, never. I will never wait a week for something on purpose. I paid like an extra $40 just for like similar to 2-day shipping. And then I can't think of who it is, if it's UPS or FedEx that doesn't deliver on the weekends or a Saturday or something. I think it may be UPS. It's like, what is wrong with y'all? Everything happens on Saturday. Like, I even get stuff delivered on Sunday. Like, get out of here. I need everything every day when I need it. Don't you try to limit me. So, you know, it's like those companies that don't try to limit you, that understand what you want and how you want it, because they have identified you, their ideal client, customer, or whoever it is. So that's vital. And once you understand those components, the other two will fall in line really, really, really easily. So second thing is, what is the primary pain point that that person is experiencing? And you know that person so well, you should be able to give them a name. There's a wonderful book, and whether you get it via audiobook or a physical book, I have both. And both are great. So I like audiobooks and physical books, because you can read the book, get in the car, do whatever it is you need to do, continue learning, go in the store, continue learning, you know, get back home and pick the physical book back up and continue where you left off at. There's no stoppage to that. And with that book, Vlog Like a Boss, that's by Amy Schmittauer, which is now Amy Landino, and she is on YouTube. She learned through vlogging, and not the Casey Neistat style of vlogging, which she has done vlogs before. But, and I think she even said how she had her own vlogging channel. But it wasn't about that kind of a vlogging. What she's describing as vlogging is essentially the kind of stuff that I do on my YouTube, minus the Vlogmas videos, where it's just legit your content for your people, plainly put. And so when you understand who that person is fully, like, for example, her person's name is Charlotte. And she describes Charlotte as this woman that has, you know, maybe two children and lives this kind of lifestyle and this and that. She's like, described it as if she was talking about a friend. And she goes through all of those different points in describing the who that person is. And by default, she's able to understand better what Charlotte's pain points are. If Charlotte has children, she's limited on time. Charlotte is very much like my girl. And I don't identify my girl by name. I just call her my girl, because I know my ideal clients are primarily women. I'm like, do I work with men? Yeah, my first client was a man. So it's not about whether or not, you know, that's a factor or whatever, because you will draw other people that are not your target audience, or, you know, they're slightly different, but they still meet a lot of the same criteria. It's just that you have one that is typically ideal. They're best suited. Not saying that other people won't work, but they will meet a criteria too, though those that are most important. And gender is not one of them. But that way you also know, like, what kind of style does she like? What is she into? If she, you know, had a favorite music artist, what does she like to listen to? So if I talk about different things, or I quote little stuff in between what I'm saying at different times, or do a play on words and stuff like that. If that's the case, then my girl knows where I got that from. So I have a picture that I was just sending over, because I take the pictures at my church and do the videos there. And so one of my friends, she had on like this scarf thing over her head, and she's brown skin, and she has very pretty dreadlocks and all of that. And so I think she had like a little nose ring, I think, too. So real nice, jazzy looking, right? And when she put that scarf thing over her hair and her head, and she had her dreadlocks kind of in some up style or whatever, so her hair was kind of tall. And I swear, from the top of her head to about her shoulder, she looked like Erykah Badu. Where she's singing that song, she's like, ooh, hey, I'm trying to decide. That song, right? My throat is dry. I can't, you know, I'm not getting paid for singing right now. You know, if it was, then, you know, I'd do something a little better. But anyway, you know, so, but it's like, yeah. So I started to upload that picture, and put her on blast because she didn't even know I had taken the picture, and I sent it, showed it to her later. And she was crazy. She's like, you better not show that picture. You better not show that picture. But I started to upload that picture and say one of the lines from that Erykah Badu song that she's looking like she's trying to find a way, trying to decide which way to go or whatever. But the point is that, not that I can't sing, but or not that you may not know who Erykah Badu is, but the fact that if I'm specifically creating these episodes for my girl or my audience and stuff like that, there's a very good chance that you do know who I'm talking about. And so it's being able to do stuff like that. Unless, if I was genuinely telling that story and it was somehow relevant to whatever, me not describing the story and the purpose of that, of the picture, but if I was just genuinely starting off a story, I'm like, you know, this one time when I was at church, I was doing, you know, whatever, then you, without me even having to explain who Erykah Badu is fully, or that one song where she's walking through the desert, she has on, you know, these really large boots and it's like, getting to know, you know, all of that. So I could literally sing just a little bit of that song and you would know it. Same thing with your girl or your guy. They should know. If I, you know, say somebody posted, now I don't know if this may be in or out of your league specifically, but, you know, when I was a kid, I remember listening to this rap group called Bone Thugs and Harmony. And somebody posted on Facebook today and they asked, what exactly is Thuggish Ruggish? Referencing one of the songs. I immediately knew who they were referring to. No pictures. It was on just a text Facebook post. What exactly is the Thuggish Ruggish? If you know Bone Thugs and Harmony, then you know that there is a song called The Thuggish Ruggish Bone. And that's, you know, if this is out of your league, I don't know what to tell you other than to Google, go on YouTube, type it in, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Thuggish Ruggish Bone. That's all I can tell you, and that's where I'm going to leave it at. Now, the point of all of this is the second pain point. Again, when you know that person so well, you know their language. And if you love Bone Thugs and Harmony, greatest hits Bone Thugs and Harmony, type, you know, like, okay, never mind. I'm getting off into a tangent slightly. But if you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know Erykah Badu, if you know Jill Scott, if you know Music Soul Child, if you know Angie Stone, like, I'm hitting on you, like, yeah, I love that person. I love that person. I love that person. At different times, at different points in your content, when you are connecting with someone, sharing something, giving examples, telling stories, connect with that person and know that person well. So that when you get to pain point number two, which is what is their primary pain point that they're experiencing, you have fully identified the characteristics and the character of that person to know the things that they like, as well as the things that they don't like, and the things that they're having challenges with. Their primary pain points. It could be a myriad of things. So it's a whole group. You know, a person that's overweight, you experience discomfort. You hate this, and you hate that your pants don't fit no more, and going shopping is terrible, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whole list of stuff, right? Maybe hate taking whatever medications you have to take for it. Or that, you know, any health challenges that come back of it. That being the case, what's the primary pain point that your product is going to solve? So that ties into number three, which is basically, how will this product help them solve that primary pain point? I don't care again, what kind of product it is that you have. When you hit on those three things and you think of it and you outline it just like that, you begin to hit gold. It's the difference between seeing an ad for something that you would buy, but you can't even quite figure out what about that is really turning you off or not connecting with you, even though you know that's something that you can use. Versus see a competitor talk about experience, all the different things like most of the phone companies have, which is, you know, hey, tired of getting in the elevator and you get dead spots, or are you tired of being in your own living room and you're getting dead spots on your cell phone? You need to come to Verizon. You need to come to T-Mobile. You need to come to AT&T. You know, it's just like, you need to do this and that, whatever. Verizon and Sprint going back and forth, T-Mobile and Sprint. You know, it's like Sprint got a problem with everybody, but Sprint sucks. I stand by that statement. But, you know, it's just like the whole thing is just, they were going back and forth in a very good sporty manner. Simply because they're hitting on all the different pain points, whether the primary pain points that somebody with Sprint has. Are you tired of them doing this and that with your contract? Are you tired of them doing this and that or whatever with your coverage, or when you add a line or you decide you want to leave and you got to pay that cost? We don't charge you those costs. See, whole billboards about, yeah, we don't do that like other companies do, when they'll specifically address one primary pain point specifically that they want to punch out in the ad. We don't do that for you. Or like T-Mobile did for, I think it was a couple years ago, and they may still be doing it, but it was like, if you leave your phone company, we will pay whatever that fee is so that you can break your contract. They knew that you would switch to them, but you're stuck in a contract and you'd have to pay a fee. That's a primary pain point. Other than anything, more than anything else, that's a primary pain point. Really get to know your girl or your guy. And when you do that, you can really figure out their pain points and all of that. Really know who they are. Again, like I said, their primary pain point. They'll have others and associated ones, but what's the primary pain point? Break it down to the most basic level of thinking. Go deep. And then the third thing is just simply, how is your product or service going to help them solve that primary pain point? And when you do that, you start hitting gold. But that's where I'm going to leave it for today's podcast. And I'll see you guys tomorrow on Trade Chats Daily.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe for more weekly small business tips and get free access to the basics to starting a business video training at startingyourbusiness.live, or text the word leader to 444-999. And remember to live with passion.